Well, welcome to week three of your Gospel Circle, a ministry of Calvary Church. And let me start by saying thanks for being a part of this community. At Calvary Church, we believe if you want to belong and become, it happens best when you engage in community with other Christians. I also want to say thank you to all of our Gospel Circle hosts. Thanks for creating a space where people can grow in grace together. I'm Ben Daly, lead pastor of Calvary Church. We've titled this 8-week season of Gospel Circles, His Life Now. I actually have taken the title from my friend David Hughes. He wrote a book called His Life Now, 50 Days of Grace. Passion, desire, hunger, fervor, intimacy. These are words that are defined more so in the heart than in a dictionary. They're meant to be experienced. They need to be experienced. So for those that yearn for the authentic and genuine, whose hearts may have grown tired of the lifeless and sterile production of religion, there's hope. Jesus didn't come so that we could become actors who simply play the role of a Christian on the stage of life. He came compelled by love that he might redeem a bride who would live a life of true love with him in spirit and in truth. So for those of you whose hearts cry out to experience more, he invites you, step off the stage, out from under the lights of man-made accolades and jeers, and encounter the lover of your soul afresh and anew over the next 8 weeks. So why a short Gospel Circle teaching before a group discussion? Some may see this as an attempt to install a drive-through window into the heart of God. Simply rush up to the window, grab a quick blessing for the day, and then rush off. I'm not attempting to simply pass out a happy meal for Jesus, but to share a few new covenant thoughts and perspectives that will hopefully spark a deeper and greater conversation and experience between you and others and your Savior. To show you that there's more to this life than just being born and then trying to tiptoe through life and safely arrive at the grave without too many issues along the way. During this season of Gospel Circles, let's dare to live in Christ and take a leap of faith into the arms of true love. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 11:3, he says, "I am afraid that your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ." Devotion is a feeling of strong love or loyalty. That's the dictionary definition. But my prayer, may the Holy Spirit elaborate upon its true meaning from the heart of Jesus as we witness his devotion towards us. So these new covenant thoughts that I'll be sharing during this season of Gospel Circles are certainly not meant to be a substitute for true relationship with the Lord, but a spark, a jumping off point for the Holy Spirit to take you deeper into the experience of his life now. Today, let's talk about Jesus, who is our true nature of salvation. Stay with me. Jesus has met the greatest need we all were born with, the need for salvation. Salvation is far more than just going to heaven when you physically die. Salvation is about being truly made whole and complete. It's about being joined with the only source of life, our Creator. There is no salvation, no wholeness apart from Jesus. Our greatest need was a spiritual need. That's why material things can never fill the void in your life. Through simple faith in Jesus and the redemptive work of the cross, we are born again. Not a natural rebirth, but born again in spirit. The scripture in 2 Corinthians 5:17 calls us a new creation in Christ. We have received salvation. Now, salvation isn't defined simply through doctrines or creeds. Salvation is defined relationally in Jesus. When we define it in terms of something we must do to earn it, we reduce it to impotent religion. In John 10:10, Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it overflowing." There's a big difference in trying to live based on what we do and living based on what Jesus did and who he is. The Bible calls one works and the other grace. Jesus gave us his very life, and that to overflowing. Through his grace, we have been made whole spiritually. We're complete in him. We read in 1 Peter 1:3 that we have been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. Yet it is possible for us to not experience the reality of Jesus in us in all the ways we desire. We could say it this way, that what is true on the inside needs to be experienced and demonstrated on the outside. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to turn us inside out. Jesus came not just to change our destination, but to change our life now. Philippians 2:12 says, to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Another translation says, so now demonstrate your salvation. And another translation says, we reverence and self-distrust, with reverence and self-distrust, work out your salvation. The next verse says, it is God at work in you both to will, desire, and to work, do, for his good pleasure. It's only by the Holy Spirit that the reality of Jesus' life within becomes the demonstration of his life overflowing. Let me say it again. The reality of our salvation is defined in the person of Jesus. When we make it about anything else, we miss the real point. If we're in Christ, we're spiritually whole and complete. We lack nothing. It's important to allow the Holy Spirit to reveal and demonstrate through us the life of Christ that now defines our identity as a believer. According to Philippians 2:12 and 13, we are to demonstrate, or what? Work out our salvation with reverence and self-distrust, for it is God at work in us, both to will, desire, and to work, do, for his good pleasure. Here we can see our view and attitude towards God and towards our own natural abilities. First of all, our hearts must be captured with a genuine holy fear. Now, this is not a fear in the sense that God's going to harm or mistreat us if we don't toe the line perfect. It isn't a fear of pending judgment or wrath, because that was satisfied at the cross, totally satisfied. It's a true sense of awe and respect, a reverence of who God is and what he's done in Christ. So the proper heart of humility to the awesomeness of God, the second part will fall in place, self-distrust. Paul wrote in Philippians 3:3 that we are to glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. We demonstrate or work out the reality of Christ within, not by our efforts, but by yielding to him who is at work in us, both to will and work for his good pleasure. It's by the Holy Spirit this is accomplished. When we believe it's by our natural works and efforts that we show the character and nature of Christ, we're simply reverting back to trying to accomplish it according to an old covenant of works. Jesus freed us from sin and gave us his life. He freed us from natural works of the flesh and graced us to live by his life and the fruit of the Spirit. We must choose. Do we try to live by the sweat of Adam, works, or by the blood of Jesus' grace? If we try to demonstrate his nature in us through our works, we'll find ourselves just sweating to the oldies, old covenant, with no results. But if we choose reverence, awe, humility, with no confidence in our ability, then the Holy Spirit can turn us inside out and show off the true nature of our salvation, Jesus. Whew, this is good. I hope that this will be a springboard into some great conversation today in your gospel circle. Are you ready, hosts? Here we go.